Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm David Metten, and here's what's happening. New Jersey added 200 deaths to the COVID-19 total, more than any other single day since the crisis began, bringing the statewide total to 846. Governor Phil Murphy draws this dramatic comparison.
We have now lost nearly 100 more of our fellow New Jerseyans to COVID-19 than we did on the September 11th attacks. Please let that sink in for a moment. This pandemic is writing one of the greatest tragedies in our state's history. And just as we have committed to never forgetting those lost on 9/11, we must commit to never forgetting those we are losing to this pandemic.
Total number of positive cases rose to more than 34,000. South Jersey numbers stand at over 1,350 positive cases, the death toll at least 26. The state has stressed the need for ventilators and personal protective equipment to the federal government again, while learning that a bust on a hoarder in Brooklyn, New York, will net New Jersey some of that badly needed material, including 75,000 masks. And an administrative order will allow counties and municipalities to block seasonal rentals if the situation comes to that. In Pennsylvania, there are more than 10,000 positive cases, 137 ending in death. Here's KYW's Hadas Kuznets.
Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine says at the moment, the state has adequate capacity and ventilators in the hospital system and has ordered additional ventilators that should be arriving this month in anticipation of an expected surge of patients. But
unfortunately, there is no evidence that the virus is slowing down. All the models that we have show continued growth.
Meanwhile, she points out that while the focus right now is on coronavirus, prior to this pandemic, opioids and substance abuse were the biggest public health crisis across the nation, and she reminds people that those services are still available.
Treatment for substance use disorder is considered a life-sustaining activity, an essential activity that you need to continue to receive.
Hadas Kuznets, KYW News Radio.
Philadelphia's death toll stands at 35, positive cases now topping 3,000. New Jersey released about 1,000 nonviolent prison inmates from county jails to help control the virus spread. Pennsylvania's highest court won't go that far. In fact, they're putting the onus on counties to deal with it. That story from KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg.
The emergency petition filed by the ACLU of Pennsylvania asked the state Supreme Court to use its King's Bench power to free certain categories of inmates. The court held it would be more appropriate for local judicial districts to create protocols. In recent days, the Pennsylvania Department of Correction reported that 8 staff and 2 inmates, and Philadelphia prisons reported 31 inmates are infected with COVID-19 as of Friday.
And there's just a lot of people in there that don't need to be in there.
Kiera Bradford Gray is chief defender of the Defender Association of Philadelphia. Under the court's new protocols, inmates convicted of economic crimes, those who have served their minimum or are being held on a maximum of $25,000 bail with no sex, violent, gun, or drug offenses will get priority consideration for release.
We are hoping to be able to get people out by next week.
Cherry Gregg, KYW News Radio.
The virus won't stop you from tying the knot in certain circumstances in Philadelphia. While the Register of Wills office is closed, they'll process emergency marriage license requests. Think someone close to death, a need to add a partner to health insurance, or an impending visa expiration. First responders and military can also ask for help. What the office can do is issue a license that doesn't require someone to officiate at a ceremony. Details on how to apply are at our website, kywnewsradio.com. I bet you haven't considered this. How's the stress of coronavirus affecting your pet? Yeah, that's a thing right now. KYW's John McDevitt has details.
It's a little bit of a different environment in our household.
That's Nicole Ellis. She's a dog training expert for Rover.com, which offers a network of available pet services. She says many pets are confused by family members spending all their time at home lately. Many dogs become hyperactive because you're there.
Give him things that are going to mentally stimulate him and physically stimulate him. It's not just about that walk. We want to make them mentally tired, so when it comes time that you need to work and you need to concentrate, your dog can relax and sleep. He's not thinking you're there to play with him and keep him company.
And when you eventually return to the office, Ellis says it's important to help your dog readjust so that he or she won't suffer from separation anxiety and potentially tear up your home. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.
And that's the All Local. I'm David Metten. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.